Hello?
How are you, Mr. President?
Fine. I'm sorry we've been missing you. You have a big trip in Canada?
Yeah, we're having difficulty getting connected here on the weekend.
Yes, I was having a little dinner Tuesday night. You know, like we had with the businessmen and labor and school teachers and doctors and a few of them.
Uh-huh.
I thought if you didn't interfere too much with your schedule, you might run down.
Well, anytime I get an invitation from you, nothing interferes with my schedule, you know.
You're mighty nice. It's 7:30 Tuesday night, and you might come a little early if you want to, 5 o'clock or some, 5:30, and talk to Jack Blaney and Marvin Watson. We can have a little drink before we go in. I don't want to get mixed up in any of your problems or negotiations or interfere with you, but we could say hi to you before the dinner, and we're going to have, I guess, 100 at the dinner, and I guess there'll be 15, 20, maybe 30 labor people.
Uh-huh. Well, certainly be pleased, no end to be down.
Arthur Goldberg's going to be there, and of course, Bill Wirtz will be there, and we'll probably have Maxwell Taylor there to talk a little bit about our war situation. And then at the dinner, we'll have pass a cigar box and let a few of them draw tickets, and some of them get a ticket to talk or to ask questions. The others can write us a letter what they think.
Now you suggest I come down about 5:30, say? Just come in the front way?
Yeah, just what I know what I do. I come in Southwest Gate. Southwest Gate, and we'll tell them, and I'd just tell them I was going to see Jack Valenti, and I'd go in and see Jack Valenti and tell them at the gate not to give any publicity to it, because if they do, they'll think I'm calling you in to try to interfere or lecture you, or you lecture me or something, and they'll puff it up. And I just, I'd let them know, and I wouldn't keep it a secret I was coming to dinner.
Yeah.
I just say that we have dinners off and on all the time, and that ever since Johnson's been in, he's visited with the leaders of business and labor, and we just get them all together and they talk. And this time, you understand, we're going to be talking about Vietnam. Just so it doesn't interfere with you, I don't want the employers to think I'm trying to twist your arm.
Well, it won't interfere there. We've been plugging away, you know, back we met until 1 o'clock today. But, God, I think it'd be much easier in the dentistry than it would be trying to pull teeth with them, you know. It's rugged.
Well, you work it out.
We're plugging at it.
You work it out. Arthur Goldberg, tell me that you're the best, and I'm kind of worried. I think we may have some troubles, but you'll work it out some way.
Well,
we got hell in Los Angeles today.
Oh, God, isn't that awful out there?
What do you think I ought to do?
Well, I think someplace along the way, there's people going to have to be talked to. They'll settle down eventually, but, God, it seems awful that they have to pay a price like they're paying to get this out of their system. But, I'm sure, I tell people that, you know, I remember back in 37 when our boys were a little wild, too, but they settled down. Maybe you have some rough times, but that's good.
Well, we just have to say to these young Negroes that they got obligations as well as rights, and we fought like a devil to get them their rights, and we're going to continue to, and we want them to be responsible now.
They've got to assume some responsibility now.
Nobody's done more in your union to help them either.
That's right. Still, we get the devil from once in a while, you know.
Yeah.
But, I hate to see a thing like that out in Chicago, too. My God, all that Maridaly has done, you know, the Chicago people.
He's been a good friend of yours, too.
Oh, yes.
He's they tried to get me to talk to him against you, and of course I didn't even mention it to him, but he was a good friend of yours that told me that. And he's a good man. He's a good man, too. They're doing him wrong.
Man we got.
They're doing him wrong. I think he's one of the best political leaders in this country.
That's for sure. But it's one of those things I guess we pay for making progress, you know. People get new rights and privileges, then they've got to learn how to handle them and measure up to their responsibilities. It'll happen, but it's gonna be some hardship. We'll do all we can. Anything we can do to help, God, don't hesitate to holler.
Oh, but you've done more. Your outfit's done more to help us than nearly anybody, and I'm also grateful. And I see you Tuesday night, and I haven't got anything in the world why you should come early. If it's an inconvenience, you can stay over and see you the next morning. But what I'd do if I were you, I'd come down 5:30, 6 o'clock if it's convenient. Just come in and see the landing, and then we'll sit around, and any questions you want to raise or I want to raise, we can talk about it, and then we'll go over to dinner together a little later.
That would please me no end.
Thank you a lot.
I'll be there.
Thank you a lot.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President.